All right, so this is one of my favorite times of year because there's a sports season that just started up. Some of you guys went out for tryouts. Maybe some of you guys watched some of these games. What season are we in? Yes, ma'am. What season? What sports season are we in? Just started. What? It's the fall season, but I'm talking about sports season. You're right. It is fall. Yes.
Basketball.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but basketball is Father TJ's favorite sport. So I thought we would do in honor of basketball season starting and All Saints Day today. We play a little basketball. So if we could bring on our basketball goals, is that okay with you guys? And I'd also ask the teachers that pick their volunteers to send them up now at this time. You can put your hands down. You've been pre-selected. So if your teacher asks you, hey, come on up during the homily, you make your way up now. All right, so if we're going to play a little basketball, what do we need?
Basketball.
We got a goal. What else do we need?
A basketball.
Do you think we have one of those in here? You think we have a basketball in here? Yeah, maybe so. All right, here you go. My helper here can help me with that. Also, you know, I was thinking that if Jesus would have been around when basketball was invented, I think Jesus would have loved basketball. I think he would have been awesome at it. So if it's okay with you guys, can I play the role of Jesus? Do you guys mind if I'm going to be Jesus, what do I need? What do I need to play the role of Jesus? What do I need? There you go, Miss Rapp saying, yeah, I need a beard. Let's see. I have one in here somewhere, I believe. Oh, yeah, how about right here? So not only would Jesus look like this, one of my favorite Houston Rockets looks like this. Who is that? Who is it? James Harden. All right, so I'm James Harden today. So I'm going to have to be left-handed. All right, so in order to play a little basketball, and why basketball is an important image when it comes to prayer, is because Jesus would say our goal in life is to be close to who? God. All right, so we have the basket will represent God. Now, Aristotle says that God is the unmoved mover, which means what? Where is God going to stand? He's going to stand where? If he's the unmoved mover, where is he standing? He's going to stay in one place. All right, so the basket will represent God, and you're going to stay in one place. Okay, now we, in our lives, we're trying to get close to God, right? But sometimes in life, we're not close to God. So let's say you're the first player up. And let's say you make some choices. Let's say you talk back to your parents. Let's say that you don't do your homework. Let's say you don't pray. Which way are you going to move? Are you going to move close to God? Or are you going to move away from God? All right, let's move away from God. Come on. Let's see. So let's say you're choosing not to follow God. Let's say you're choosing bad stuff. And now is it easy to be close to God? Why don't you go ahead and try to take a shot? Think you can make it from there? Close. All right, you want to be up? Come with me. Come here. Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. Let's say you decide, I'm going to talk back to my teachers. I'm going to be mean to my friends. I'm going to take other people's lunch money. Where do you think you're moving? Closer to God or away from God? Away from God. Let's move away from God. All right. You think you can make it from here? You think so? Oh, pretty close. All right. Your turn. You want to go? All right. Are you scared of the dark? You're not scared of the dark. All right, cool. Then how about for this next exercise? We'll pretend like you never pray. We'll pretend like you never, ever say anything to God. And if you do pray, you just like shake your fist at him. God, I'm so mad at you. What sense do you lose?
A lot.
You lose a sense of sight. So what we're going to do is we're going to blindfold you. Okay? And you're going to come with me. Okay, you're going to come with me. And let's say because you're not praying, you're deciding I'm not going to be nice to anybody. I'm going to be mean to people. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to have a tough time. I'm going to be mean and rude and disrespectful. Now, how do you think you are in relation to God? Are you close or far?
Far.
Far. Really far? Okay, so then what we're going to do is we're going to confuse you, because then you're going to listen to the lies of the world that tell you, you know what, you don't need God. God, you don't need God. All right, now go ahead and try to take a shot.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, you can take off your blindfold. I want to show you what I did. What did I do? I turned you around. Were you even close to the basket?
No.
You weren't even close. Were you even facing the basket?
No.
You weren't even close to facing the basket. All right, so let's come back up here to the front. So what's this teaching us about our lives? Where do we want to go? Where do we want to be? Who hasn't shot yet? Where do you want to be? You want to be closer to God. Now, what can you do to move closer to God?
Be nice to people.
That's pretty good. What else? You can pray. What else? Anybody else want to give ideas of how you can go close to God? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go to confession.
Go to confession. Yes, ma'am. Love others. Yes, sir. You can go to church. What else?
You can pray to him every night.
You can pray to him every night. Okay, put your hands down, guys. These are awesome, excellent answers. So when we do all of those things, where are we moving in relation to God? You're moving closer to God. All right. Oh, stop. But sometimes when we move closer to God, something comes between us. And what is that thing that gets in our way that tries to distract us? What is that? Yes.
Sin.
All right, to represent sin, and I'm going to need you to hold this up real high. Okay, you're going to unroll this. And if one of these one of these younger students, if you could hold the bottom of that. Now hold it up real high. Hold it up real high. Okay? Okay, and hold that down to the floor. I don't know, can you guys see that? What is that? What? It's a poster of Yao Ming. Now Yao Ming used to be my favorite Rocket before we got this guy. Right? So Yao Ming, so where's he going to stand? Yao Ming represents what? The thing that keeps us from getting close to God. Where's that? What is that? Where's he going to stand? He's going to stand in front of God. So move Yao in front of God. So this is what happens in basketball, right? You put your biggest, tallest, meanest, scariest looking dude and you put him where? You put him where? Where? You put him in front of the basket, and that position is called what? The center. You put the center in front of the basket to block us, right? So then you try to take a shot. Can you move this way? So you try to take a shot. Now try to shoot it through Yao Ming into the basket. Oh, no good, right? There you go. Oh, man, that's tough, right? It's hard to shoot. You want to try to shoot through? You want to try to shoot through? Try to see if you can make it. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt Yao. Don't hurt Yao. Just, yeah, here, I'll take the shot. Oh, bounces off, right? We can't score. So what do we need to do in our lives? What has got to happen? What do we need? I'm going to go over here to this side. Excuse me. Pardon me. What do we need if we are getting blocked by sin? Yes, sir. We need to pray.
We need to go to confession.
We need to go to confession. We need God's grace. What else do we need?
Baptism.
We need baptism. We need the sacraments. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Go to church.
Honor
our father.
Follow the commandments. Honor your parents. Those are all great things. So what God does for us is he says, look, sin goes away. And now what do we have? Now we have an open lane to the basket, which means, and you can stand out of the way now because you were helping sin out. Okay, but now what do you do? It's a layup line, right? You can slam dunk. Can you score now? You can move a little closer. There's nothing to stop you from moving closer. There you go. Boom. She shoots. He scores. Go ahead. Oh, you can get closer, guys. You can get closer. There you go. Shoots. He scores. All right, so here's the deal, guys. You guys are probably wondering, what in the world does basketball have to do with All Saints? Where do the Saints live their lives? Do the Saints live their lives like out here by midcourt, like trying to shoot threes and rain down from here? Where do they rain? Where do the Saints go? Saints are up here at the net, man. They're doing little Euro steps to the goal, getting dunks left-handed like James Harden. That's where the Saints reside. And the Saints tell us, guys, we want you to be with us right here near the basket, near God's love. So when we catch it, we slam dunk, right? That's what God wants us to do. That's what the Saints show us how to do. The Saints resided in love. They reside by our God. The gospel reading today was what? Was what? Yes. What's that famous story? Yes, ma'am. The gospel, there's, yes. The Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who are merciful. Blessed are those who seek peace. Because those who exhibit the characteristics of the Beatitudes, they're living their lives where? Way out here in the rafters? No, where are they? By the basket, right? And that's where God wants us to live our lives. He wants us to be by the basket. He wants us to be like the saints, to gather with him, to gather near him. And God tells us through the example of the saints that we can overcome sin. So when there's this big, scary looking thing that's standing in our way, trying to block us from God's love, God says, let me take care of that. I'll set a high ball screen, let you go around it. Give you an open, clear path to the basket. That's the love of our God, my friends. So the example of the saints shows us that we too can reach our final goal to be where? Close to God in heaven forever. So as we continue today giving praise and glory to our God, we thank God. First of all, for the gift of basketball season. But also for his great love in our lives, the saints who are a wonderful example to us in God's forgiveness and his mercy and his love.